That led to a report to the International Physiological Congress in Leiden in 1956, at which I reported that I was recording from single C fibers. And it was quite interesting, given the subsequent history of this subject, that the audience, as I recollect, comprised seven people, including the chairman. So this particular development was not initially paid much attention.
Do you remember who any of those people were? Were there any prominent people? I mean, someone like Zatterman who had been...
Well, I don't actually think... I would certainly have remembered had Zatterman been in the audience, because I had a meeting with Zatterman, which I can tell you about.
Yes, I'd like to hear about that.
But... I remember Sybil Creed, who was a physiologist from Oxford. So there was a sort of friends turning up to provide this kind of support. But I don't recollect there was anybody that I now can name, apart from Sybil.
Was that your first
presentation? That was my first international meeting.
Yeah.
Before then, I had reported on these afferent fibers in the stomach and bladder, which was what I was learning the techniques.
Yeah.
But that really was the first exposure internationally, and it did not make much of a stir, I have to say.
How did you feel about it at that time? I mean, you must have been stirred yourself, knowing that this was really a first, and that, I mean, did you have a sense then of what you would have now, thinking back on it, and the significance of it?
Well, I was aware that Zatterman in the 1930s had attempted to explore the characteristics of these very small sensory nerve fibers. And it's a paper of his published in 1939 in which he deduces that these things must be from small axons. But this work was the first definite proof that that was the case. Did I realize that? Well, I realized certainly that it opened up a whole new ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
I do also remember actually presenting this material at a Physiological Society meeting in Cambridge. And one of the doyen of the of physiology is Alan Hodgkin.
Oh, yes.
And Alan Hodgkin got up and said, well, do you really know that these are non-myelinated fibers? What is the evidence? Have you made measurements on current flow and so on? And I had to say, well, no, I hadn't done that. My conclusions were based very largely on conduction velocity measurements. And he sat down, I think, half convinced that perhaps these really were C fibers. So those really were the early days of obtaining, with some difficulty, I have to say, access to the group of sensory nerve fibers which outnumber the myelinated by maybe 4 times to 1.
Yeah.
So here really would appear to be an enormous field for exploration.
Yeah.
And up until that point, I had been working on gastric or visceral reflexes.
Mm.
And then it was at that moment that I thought I should really switch to looking at cutaneous sensory fibers and hopefully do something about pain mechanisms.
Ah. Well, let me ask you about that now. So why did you make that decision? Why, I mean, was it Was there any sense of the clinical problem of pain that kind of motivated you in some way, or?
Well, I think I was aware of the fact that most of the previous studies on pain mechanisms had been done by psychophysical methods.
Yes.
And using techniques of differential nerve block.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there were some quite significant papers, including some by Gasser, on trying to discover what were the properties of these pain receptors. So my interest was really to a sort of fundamental interest in the mechanism of the pain receptors, what we have since, of course, learned to call nociceptors.
Right.
And largely because the previous evidence was conflicting and it was always indirect.
Mm-hmm.
And so this seemed to me to offer, for the first time, an opportunity for the direct sampling of the properties of these particular sensory receptors.